Wriggle the caterpillar joins a marathon. Wriggle grew and grew inside his egg until there wasn't any more room and, with a big plop, suddenly found himself in the garden. He was bright green, just like the grass, and felt very small in the big outside world. The sky was blue with a few fluffy white clouds, and as he crawled along, he began to feel very hungry. He found a large plant that looked delicious to eat and thought, "I'll just take a bite out of this leaf." Wriggle grew bigger and bigger as he chewed and chewed at the plants and always found somewhere safe to sleep. One day he woke up, yawned and stretched, and went to have his breakfast on the cabbage patch that belonged to Mr. Watson. "Yummy, this tastes good," said Wriggle. Then he heard a noise coming from the garden path, and peeping between the lines of cabbages, he saw a group of brown, hairy caterpillars crawling along in a line. "Hey, wait for me," said Wriggle, as he crawled over to meet them. "Where are you all going to?" "Oh, we're on a marathon to find the next nettle patch, as we've eaten up the first one," said the leader. "I'm Wriggle. What's your name?" "They call me Big Red. Let me introduce you to the others. This is Blue Sue. She's very moody. Say hello to Sergeant White, who wriggles to the right and sometimes goes around in circles. This is Captain Brown, who keeps us all in order. And the last member of our team is Bossy Black, who tries to give us advice, but we don't always listen. Hello, everyone. Can I join you in your marathon?" said Wriggle. "If you can keep up with the pace, Wriggle, you are very welcome," said Captain Brown. Wriggle filled his backpack full of cabbage leaves and joined the team. Suddenly a black shadow passed overhead. "Dive for cover," said Captain Brown. They all managed to leap into the air and roll under a foxglove plant. Wriggle bumped into something shiny.
Ooh, what? Tickle my whiskers. Who's that?" said a shiny black beetle.
"Sorry," said Wriggle. "We were under attack from the sky. A big blackbird wanted his dinner and we didn't want to be eaten."
"Well, tickled my toes. Who are you and where are you going?" said the beetle.
"I'm Wriggle and I'm on a journey to find some nettles with the others."
"Well, flap my wings and tickle my nose. Can I join you?" said the beetle.
"Yes, of course, as long as you can keep up," said Wriggle. "What is your name?"
"Well, I'll be tickled. I'm called Sparkle, as I shine in the sunlight," said the beetle.
"Come along, Sparkle, and meet the team," said Wriggle. Everyone liked Sparkle, as he was full of fun. They all set off again to where the grass was long under the large apple trees. Crawling was difficult as they forced their way through the thick green strands. "I'm fed up with all this pushing and shoving. And mind this and mind that," said Blue Sue.
"Stay behind then," said Big Red.
"All right, I will. And I hope you trip over a stick or something."
"Well, that's not a very nice thing to say," said Bossy Black. "If you stay here, you might get eaten up by something nasty."
Just then, a large green frog saw what was going on and waited for his moment, then suddenly pounced into the middle of the three of them while they were arguing.
"Look out!" shouted Captain Brown.
They leapt in different directions and the frog ended up banging his nose on the ground.
"Ouch! That hurt," he cried. "And now I've missed out on my tea."
He hopped away, feeling rather sorry for himself.
When everyone had lined up again, Captain Brown gave the order to march on. Blue Sue had second thoughts about staying behind and decided to join the team again after her long sulk. In a while, they reached a patch of green ferns.
"We can't eat these. Up and onward, everyone," said Captain Brown.
"I really am getting very tired," said Wriggle.
They reached a high stone wall, and they could smell a nettle bed beyond on the edge of the field.
"What shall we do now?" said Big Red.
Sergeant White sat down and frowned. "Let me think. How about
Looking at the wall again, he spied a hole just big enough for the team to get through. "Now get in line and follow me, everyone. I know what's best." And he wriggled around to the right a few times, then pointed to the hole. "All right, Clever Clogs," said Blue Sue. "Follow him. He knows it all." "Now then, that's enough of that. Let's all get going because I'm feeling very hungry," said Captain Brown. They squeezed and they squashed, and they all wriggled their way through the hole in the wall. Sparkle slipped through quickly and said, "Thanks, everyone, for letting me share your adventure." "Oh, tickle my toes. I have new places to visit. Goodbye, friends." Everyone said their farewells and waved to Sparkle until they couldn't see him anymore. Big Red, Captain Brown, Sergeant White, Blue Sue, Bossy Black and Wriggle were tired, but had managed to reach the nettle patch before sunset. Wriggle sat down, opened his backpack and ate his cabbage. The others climbed the nettles and munched until they couldn't eat any more. Then they all fell fast asleep.